Sakta Mishnah Vayitra Masechta Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. You go outside on Shabbos when you're wearing a hat? You go outside on Shabbos wearing a necktie or a gartel? How's about shoes or boots or a raincoat? Does your mother go out wearing jewelry? How come she's allowed to? Why isn't that considered carrying Shabbos? And the answer is, because she's not carrying, you're not carrying those things. You're wearing those things. Now, if you would be carrying that same shirt, you would be chayiv. If you carried it for Amos and the Rishas HaRabim, or you carried it from a Rishas HaYachid to a Rishas HaRabim or back. There are other things, Chazal said, that really, the Natar, you're allowed to carry, but we don't want you to carry it because we're scared that because of certain reasons or due to the nature of these things, you may take it off, you may take it off and forget and walk with it and carry it instead of wearing it. Let's see our Mishnah. Bama Yisha Yaitza, with what may a woman go out? Uvama Eina Yaitza. And with what things can she not go out? So we're talking about different ornaments in her hair. Loi Seitza Isha, a woman may not go out. Loi Bechutei Tzemer, not with woolen threads. Chut is a thread, Tzemer is wool. Loi Bechutei Pishtan, not with linen threads. Loi Beretzuos, and not with certain ribbons. Sheberaisha, on her head. What's the problem with these things? Didn't we just say jewelry is okay and these are ornaments? Problem is, as the Batanura explains the Mishnah, there is a halacha that if she has to toivel herself, she has to take these things off first. When one immerses himself in a mikveh, there is a problem called chatzitza. Let's say you toivel a keli. Even when you wash your hands, al netilas yadayim, you have to make sure there's no chatzitza on your hands. There's no dirt in the way or something. So these strings or ribbons are tied tightly. You have to loosen them in order for the water to come through or take them off. So once she starts loosening them, she may take them off. If she has to take it off for sure, there's a possibility she's not going to put it back yet, especially if her hair is wet and she's going to wind up carrying it. So the loy sit by the hand, being that you can't toivel yourself wearing these things on your hair, atche terapim, until you first loosen it. Therefore, Chazal said, you can't wear it on Shabbos because I'm scared you may come to carry it. Vayitra says the Mishnah of Eloi v'toitefes. She can't go out with a kind of a plate. It was like a metal plate, a piece of jewelry they used to wear on their forehead. It went from ear to ear. Eloi b'sanbutin. Sanbutin were little things that would hang from this plate. And it'd be like jewelry would hang all the way down over their cheeks. The poor girls used to make this out of colored ribbons or cloth. The rich ones used to make it out of silver or gold. And it's very chashiv, so chashiv, that you may come to click it off and show it to a friend. Wow, look what I have. And then she's going to wind up carrying it. But the problem with these things are only bizman she'enon tefurin, only if they're not sewn into something that she used to wear on her head. You see, if it's sewn into that, and the only way to click it off is by revealing her hair, we were sure she wouldn't do that. But if it's not sewn in, then we have a problem. Vayitra zakta Mishnah, v'loy be'ir shalzav. She can't go out on Shabbos with a golden city? Who's holding up a golden city? Well, we don't mean she's holding a city. This was a kind of ornament, piece of jewelry. It was like a beautiful little crown that was made with the tzura of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Akiva promised his wife he's going to give her an ear shel zahav, even when they were very poor, and he had to take the straw out of her hair, because they were meister nefesh themselves to learn Torah. So this was a special kind of an ornament. It looked like Yerushalayim, but the woman can't wear it on Shabbos. V'loy bekatla. Now really, katla means to kill. That's what they called this ornament, because it was a kind of jewelry they would put on their necks, around their throat, and make it tight. So their face should look fuller. Of course, they didn't really choke themselves, but that's how they refer to it. V'loi b'nezamim, not with nose rings. V'loi b'tabas, she'en ole achaysim, nor with a ring that has no seal on it. Now, what difference does it make whether the ring has a seal on it or not? Men used to wear rings, and there was a seal on it. Your father has to sign a check. So he takes out a pen, and he signs the check. In those days, people had a ring, had a special stamp on it. Of course, you couldn't let anyone else get a hold of that ring, and you would stamp your documents with it. Men used to wear it. Women would not wear rings that had seals on it. So, if someone asks you a shaila, can a woman wear a ring on Shabbos? It really depends on two things. Does it have a seal on it, or does it not have a seal on it? If it doesn't have a seal on it, the answer is minatar, you can wear it. But we don't want you to wear it because you may come to carry it. We're scared. You're going to forget. Take it off. Show it to someone. Carry it. If the ring does have a seal on it, that's not even considered jewelry for a woman. And therefore, if she wears it, she would be chayav a karban chatas. And being that in our Mishnah, we're only listing the things that Chazal don't want us to wear because we're scared you're going to come to carry it, therefore the Mishnah says that in that category is a ring that has no seal. Vayter, says the Mishnah, v'loy b'machat, she cannot walk out with a needle, she'ena nekuva, that doesn't have a hole, a nekiv is a hole, like an eye. What difference does it make whether the needle has an eye or not? Well, if it had a hole, then it was a needle that was used for sewing. Even if you stick this into your hair, this is called carrying. If it didn't have a hole, it's really jewelry. You really would be allowed to. It's just that, again, Chazal don't want you to do it because we're scared you may take it off, show it to someone, and then you're going to come to carry it. Now, in regard to all these things mentioned in the Mishnah, Vim Yitzas, if she went out with it, as explained, Eina Chayev Es Chatas. She would not be a Mechuyev to bring a carbon Chatas, because really, this is jewelry. But one more time, Chazal don't want us to wear it on Shabbos because they're scared. You may take it off and come to carry it.